ग्राहक ड्यूटी છે ને એક ક્લિનિક નો રોલ છે એમ વી એ નો રોલ એમી મેગ્રો બર્થડે 4/14/86 કાઉન્ટર 111/23
they should have seen that they're being involved with motor vehicle accident on 12/21 states that she was struck from the side. If not initial severe injury, sought no medical care until 12/27 because of the increased neck pain, the grinding sensation, and also associated low back pain. Was seen at 's emergency room and hospital in Baytown, Texas, where she had evaluation, including x-rays of neck and back. Her neck x-rays were determined to be negative, back x-rays were negative for slight dextroscoliosis. The patient was given a prescription for Flexeril, 5 milligrams. And advice of follow up with primary doctor. Seen at this clinic 3 days later. With complaints of back and neck pain and grinding noise. Patient was given a Medrol dose pack and taken in addition to other medications, including naproxen, Flexeril, which she wasn't taking because of sedation. Seen by me, 9/11, with continued complaints not being able to take muscle relaxant because causing sedation. Still with pain, right posterior lateral neck, increased with rotation, grinding, popping sensation. Also, continued pain also in the lower back. Examination at time reveals tumors to right lateral lower neck and lower back. Patient was not taking muscle relaxant but was given prescription for meloxicam. Take daily, take muscle relaxant at nighttime to help with rest. Consideration was made of obtaining MRI or physical therapy. Elected to wait until follow-up. This patient didn't show signs, definite signs of discopathy on this visit. To monitor progress before taking additional steps, continue moist heat, reduced activity, patient worked as a work supervisor for mental health housing with a busy job. Also has diabetes mellitus, which he's taken metformin with his IPRN. Remainder of physical exam other than present illness within normal limits. Final diagnosis, MBA with neck and back injury. Continued medications. Follow up in 2 weeks to consideration additional x-rays with possible MRIs and also possible physical therapy if patient not showing good progress when reevaluated. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.